News from UNIFIL. UNIFIL peacekeepers continue to monitor and report violations of Security Council Resolution 1701 while supporting the implementation of the cessation of hostilities agreement between Lebanon and Israel. UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candice Ardil explains how the mission is coordinating with the Lebanese Armed Forces and Israel Defense Forces to support the return of peace and stability to South Lebanon and accelerate redeployment amidst ongoing challenges.
Peacekeepers are on the ground impartially monitoring and reporting violations of Resolution 1701 to the Security Council. We're supporting the work of the mechanism established under the understanding on the cessation of hostilities, which both Lebanon and Israel have agreed to. We continue to coordinate between the Lebanese and Israeli armies to deconflict activities, including humanitarian movements. And we're supporting communities by providing medical care, donations of food and medical supplies, and support to first responders. UNIFIL has urged the Israel Defense Forces to speed up their withdrawal from Lebanese territory and the Lebanese Armed Forces to accelerate their deployment to the south. And we have seen this happen first in Qiyam. We are working closely with the Lebanese Army as they accelerate recruitment efforts and redeploy troops to southern areas. Peacekeepers will do what we can to support the return to the cessation of hostilities and the return of people to their villages.
On 29 December, UNIFIL Italian and Malaysian peacekeepers donated toys, clothes, sweets, and school supplies to over 200 children at the Maroub Orphanage in South Lebanon. The donation responding to the orphanage's needs included items such as backpacks, notebooks, and winter clothing. Collected with the help of Italian charitable organizations, the aid aims to support the children's education and well-being during the harsh winter. The donation ceremony also provided an opportunity for the peacekeepers to spend time with their children while being away from their families during the festive season. On December 27, UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers delivered winter clothing, blankets, and food to Mufti Abdehsen al-Abdallah in Qiyam, who thanked them for their support. They also completed repairs on a gearbox for a truck used by the Civil Defense Center in the area, assisting local recovery efforts. The support highlights UNIFIL's ongoing efforts to support local communities in South Lebanon in the aftermath of the recent conflict. UNIFIL's Republic of Korea Battalion donated essential office supplies to the Union of Tier Municipalities on 26 December. The donation, which included 17 types of office supplies, including printers, A4 paper boxes, plotters, and pens, was handed over to Hassan Dbouk, head of the Union of Tier Municipalities. Dbouk thanked the peacekeepers for their continuous support, especially during these challenging times.
This aid reflects the friendship, respect, and solidarity between the Korean peacekeepers serving with UNIFIL and the Lebanese people, particularly those in this region. It will undoubtedly enhance the services provided by the Union of Municipalities to all citizens, especially those who suffered losses and damage to their homes during the recent conflict.
Peacekeepers from Republic of Korea are also planning to launch humanitarian initiatives in 2025, such as medical support, school facility improvements, as well as training courses on sewing and soap making for the women in their area of operations. On 24 December, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers delivered 36,000 liters of water and essential repair accessories to El Fardis village after 52 families have been left without water. The peacekeepers filled the village's main water tank and several household tanks, addressing the urgent need. In addition, tools were provided for the repair of the village's water pipelines, enabling local authorities to restore a reliable water supply. This timely intervention was coordinated with the village mayor and local authorities to ensure the community's immediate water needs were met.